Amen. Let's stand, guys. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 6 before we go baptize some people. The Apostle Paul tells us, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be slave to sin." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated, guys. Well, just in a little bit, we're going to be baptizing some people. And baptism is really all about Jesus. It contains the gospel. Baptism's all about the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus for our sins. And water baptism has zero meaning apart from Jesus. If water baptism isn't all about Jesus for the person being baptized, then they're just getting wet, and that's the end of the deal. Baptism's an outward action that speaks of an inward reality. The inward reality of how we, by faith, are united with Jesus in his death and in his resurrection. Baptism is a big deal because, number one, baptism glorifies God. Jesus, our Redeemer, is exalted in the hearts of those being baptized. Jesus, our Redeemer, is exalted in the hearts of those watching. Baptism is a big deal because it's a blessing and a benefit to the person being baptized. They're surrounded by, they're cheered on by Christians who understand and have experienced the life in Jesus that's now before those people, that's in front of those people who are going to be baptized. And I want to encourage you guys to stick around and just gather around the water baptismal outside and cheer them on as those who are just now launching into a relationship with Jesus that you yourself are walking in. I know Valerie and I, we can still remember the time we were baptized together on a summer evening at a place called Pirates Cove in Corona del Mar. I was looking for that picture and I couldn't find it. One of these water baptisms, I'm going to show a picture of it. A pastor named John Hilton baptized us, and there were literally thousands of people there watching, including our very best friends, the people nearest to us in our relationship with the Lord. And we still remember it. We still treasure it. It's still fixed in our brains and in our hearts. But baptism's also a big deal because it's a blessing and a benefit to the person being baptized. To the person being baptized, they receive that. But then, guys, the believers witnessing that baptism, we're encouraged. We're encouraged to see that the gospel is the power of God to save. And I hope you know that. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, he says, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel is the power of God to save. It's encouraging for us to see that as men and women are identifying their lives with the death and resurrection of Jesus. We're encouraged to see that men and women have come to know Jesus and they want to publicly profess their faith in Jesus. And as we watch, we're encouraged and reminded of how much Jesus loves us as they're standing testifying of how they've come to know that Jesus loves them. And so we want to do a water baptism in that kind of a setting, in a public way, because we want the church to celebrate what God has done. We want the church to worship God for what he has done in those lives, from the youngest to the oldest being baptized. And as they're getting baptized, we see the love of Jesus for them. And we also see their love for Jesus. In Romans 6, verse 3 says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" We see the gospel. The gospel is proclaimed in this thing called baptism. Jesus is God, the creator of all things, and he came down from heaven. He took upon us our humanity. He came into human flesh, incarnation. And as a man, He openly and repeatedly claimed to be the one true and living God. And he lived a sinless life. As it's been said so many times, he's lived the life we should live, but have failed to live. And then God become man, went to the cross where he died in our place for our sins. God came in human flesh so that he might become our substitute. Jesus endured the death that we deserve. The gospel tells us that we are more sinful and broken than we ever dared to believe. And yet at the same time, we're more loved and accepted in Jesus than we would ever dare hope. And so baptism shows us that Jesus died and that he was buried. But then in verse 4 of Romans 6, it says, we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. When we baptize somebody, we're saying that Jesus died for them, that Jesus was buried for them, and that Jesus rose for them. The person getting baptized is saying, by being in front of us, being immersed in water, is saying to us, Jesus is my God who loved me and died on the cross for me. He was buried and rose from the grave and conquered death. My faith is in him. My salvation is from him. And then finally, in Romans 6, 5, for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. As baptism not only says that we are, by faith in Jesus, forgiven of our sins, it tells us that by faith in Jesus, there's a resurrection waiting for us. By baptism, we're showing the truth of the gospel that says that each and every believer has a living hope beyond the grave. And I hope that everyone here this morning will leave knowing that there is something worse than dying. And you might think, well, what's worse than dying? Dying without Jesus. That's worse than dying. Guys, believing with your heart on the Lord Jesus doesn't mean that you're freed from suffering and death in this life. Doesn't mean that we won't grieve for those who suffer and die. But the gospel gives us hope beyond the grave, because Jesus conquered death. In John 14, verse 19, Jesus said, because I live, you also will live. And in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, Jesus says, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. All of that is wrapped up in water baptism. We're saying we are identified with the death of Jesus. We are identified with the burial of Jesus. And we are identified with the resurrection of Jesus. Being immersed underwater says, hey, man, I'm identified with Jesus in the grave. But as Jesus was raised, literally bodily raised in the newness of life, when you come up out of the water, you're symbolizing that now I'm going to walk in the newness of life, no longer controlled by the desires of the flesh and the lusts of the mind, but rather God is at work in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. And now instead of walking after the flesh, the bent of your life is to be led by the Spirit. And the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that's what baptism says. And then it anticipates the reality that when we breathe our last on this side of heaven, we're going to open our eyes in eternity in the presence of the Lord. And we're going to be with him forever. And he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And we'll receive from him glorified bodies that'll never get sick, never grow old, never wear out. And so water baptism is a big deal. The baby dedications, really big deal. The testimony of Dave and Katie, really big deal. Jesus is alive and he saves. And he saved them. He saved their marriage, saved their family. Water baptism, it's a really big deal. And I know that with every time we have a one big day, that there are friends and family members that come along just because it's so important to the people involved in the service. But not all of them know Jesus. Maybe some of you know about him. Even as I grew up in a church setting, I knew about him. Went to parochial grade school, parochial high school. I heard a lot about him, but I didn't know him. But today, as you're with the redeemed, as the redeemed are worshiping their Redeemer, you're having a sense that something is happening here that's transcendent. It's not just a club. There's something real that has happened between God and man, so real that men and women are here lifting their voices, singing about their love for a God that they've never yet seen with their eyes, but they've experienced His love that's changed their life. They've experienced the forgiveness of sin. They've received the gift of eternal life. And we want to give you the opportunity to receive that gift of eternal life. So before we go out and have people baptized, give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus right here, right now. Father, thank you for all that's happened this morning and what's yet to happen in the water baptism, and then what's yet to happen as we have that great barbecue and the kids hang out and play together and we just get to enjoy this beautiful, gorgeous spring afternoon together. We can't thank you enough for giving us the clear weather. But more than that, we can't thank you enough, and we will spend eternity thanking you for clearing our debt of sin by becoming man and paying for all of it in our place. And I want to pray for anybody who doesn't know you, that today they would know that Jesus is God who became man, died in their place for their sin, because they are worse, they're more lost than they would ever could ever dream. But your death in their place tells them that they are more loved than they would ever dare hope. And you not only died for them, but you conquered the grave to guarantee that you have the power to communicate to them, to actually impart to them life that will never end. And I pray that men and women would make that decision this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.